Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Erchin Tes, Erchin 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start on the facing page towards the bottom, the second Mishnah on the page, which can be found 5 lines up. Ein pochesin me'arba'a chadashim ha'me'ubarim bashana. You won't have less than 4 months that are me'ubar, meaning 30-day months, velonira yeser al shmona, and you won't get more than 8 of such months. You'll never have less than 4 of that type of month, and never more than 8. So the basic Jewish calendar works that the lunar month is approximately 29 and a half days. It's a little bit more than that, but for simplicity's sake, just for now, as we start, it's 29 days and 12 hours for argument's sake. We'll deal with the 13th hour a little bit. So how do you get Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month, at the right time if the true astronomy on it is 29 and a half? And what's done quite simply is we switch off months, pretty much, as if it would be 6 and 6 of a 12-month cycle. You do 6 of them at 29 days, and 6 of them at 30 days. And that's called male, that's called complete. Or me'ubar, which literally means pregnant, it means there's an appendage to the month. The month is 29, and it added on a 30th day. So the Mishnah tells us that there is a degree of discretion, quite a degree of discretion, that Beis Din has in declaring the new month. But as a matter of course, they'll never have less than 4 such months in a year, and never more than 8. So they're going to deviate from the 6-6. They might deviate up to 7 or 8, or they might deviate down below the 6 to 5 or 4. We'll continue in the Mishnah and list off some other range-type calculations. Shtei halachem, the 2 loaves of bread from Shavuos, ein ne'echolin, they will not end up being eaten from the time that they were baked, pachas mishnayim, less than 2 days, meaning they're baked on Erev Shavuos, and then they're eaten the next day. V'lo yeser al shlosha, but there could be a case where they would be as far as 3 days from their baking, if there's a Shabbos involved. So then it would be baked on Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Shavuos. Lechem haponim, likewise, we could do similar calculation regarding the 12 loaves of bread on the shulchan that were eaten every week, but they stayed there for a week. They were put on one Shabbos and eaten the next Shabbos. Ein ne'echal pachas mites, they'll never be eaten earlier than 9 days from baking, if they were baked on Erev Shabbos, put on Shabbos, then it would be 9 days when the next Shabbos occurs and they're eaten. V'lo yeser al achad asar, but it could be as high as 11 if you have a Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos, then 2 days get added. Similarly, ein katan nimol pachas miches, if you have a normal, healthy child born, so the question of mila, when is circumcision done? So it's never going to be less than 8 days. V'lo yeser al shneim asar. And a normal healthy application is not going to be more than 12. The case of 12 is if the child was born ben ashmashos at a time after shkia that it's not clear which day it is definitively. So we have to wait until we're able to do the mila. We can't do it on a day that's Shabbos or Yom Tov, and therefore it could conceivably be that the child is perfectly healthy, but because we're not definitive which day is the 8th day, we're going to wait until after Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll be able to do the Mila. Now, Today's daf deals primarily with the topic of the Jewish calendar and the Jewish calendar in general is a tremendous feat that's recognized. The pasuk describes ki hi chochmaschem le'enei ho'amim. It's a piece of wisdom that's admired in the eyes of the nations, the tremendous level of astronomy and accuracy that the Jewish calendar has. We discussed this regarding Birchas HaChama, that there are actually two methods of calculation. One is kind of oversimplified for the masses, and then there's the true astronomical calendar that Chazal worked with accuracy. And it's remarkable they were able to keep the Jewish calendar in sync with the heavenly bodies. I mentioned that for simplicity's sake of education, we call it 29 and a half days, is the time it takes for the moon to wax and wane, to restore to its renewal point. But it's not really 29 and a half days. It's actually a little bit more. If you take a look on Amud Beis, about six lines up from the wides, we have a statement from Ravina to keep track of, V'ha'ika yoma disha'i, the extra hours over the course of 3 years are going to amount to another day that has to be taken, kept track of. V'yoma detalasin shani, and in addition, there's another fraction that over the course of 30 years adds up to a day. Looking at the Gemara, which will bring us back to the original basic principle of the Mishnah, how many months would be 30 and how many would be 29? Three lines up from the wides, the Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ein shenas levana pechusa mishalosh meos vachamishim ushtayim yom. The lunar year in a Jewish cycle, meaning 12 months of that, is never going to be less than 352 days. V'lo yisera al shalosh meos vachamishim v'shisha yom, and it'll never be more than 356 days. Now, the number that we commonly use, if you do six on, six off, is 354. What Shmuel is telling you is that they might deviate by doing 2 months of 29 as opposed to sticking to on-off, and they might do 2 months of 30 more than just sticking to the six on, six off, and that would result in either two less days of your median calculation or two more days. Haketzad, how does this play out? If shneim meleim, if two of them are large months, they have 30 days instead of 29, then you end up with shisha, with the 356 calculation. Shneim chaserim, shnayim. If two of them are small, they're 29 in addition to your on-off, but two of them additionally are 29s, then you're going to end up with shnayim with the 352 number. Echad male ve'echad chaser. If you do totally on-off, then arba'a, then you're at 354. Yashay koach. Thank you for joining.